You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the $100 MBA show. There's nothing better to get you and your business going every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn how to handle haters. I've been meaning to do this episode for quite some time, but I haven't got it out because I've been taking some time to put it together properly. I wanted to make sure that I was fair and that I give you a great lesson that's concise and practical and actionable. In today's lesson, I'm going to show you exactly how to deal with haters, how to handle them, and how not all haters are created equal. I'll show you how to differentiate haters that are useful versus not so useful, and the kind of mindset you should have when you're dealing with haters' comments. This is a tough one for a lot of people, and this is why it's so important, this is why I took so much time to put this one together. I can't wait to get into this one, guys. It's a long time coming, so let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. With their 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email, you can not only get your website up and running, but you can always make updates, backups, change your domain names, add domain names, get help with anything you need any time of day, any day of the week. It's like having your own tech team at your disposal at any time. Get up and running with your business website with your all-in-one website hosting solution, HostGator, and save big with this exclusive 30% discount. Go to HostGator.com/MBA30. Again, that's HostGator.com/MBA30. Today's lesson is going to be all about how to deal with haters, how to handle them, and how there's two distinctive types of haters, useful haters and not so useful haters. I know useful haters sounds like a counterintuitive kind of thought or concept, but it's true. Before I go into explaining both of them and how to handle each kind of hater, I want to say two things. One is that if you're not getting haters, you're not doing something significant. Everybody who's successful has their share of haters. We have haters, people that don't like what we do and like to voice it. Some people are extremely rude. This is just part and parcel of being in the public eye. There are people that just love to do it. And now with online business, it's just rampant. So don't feel bad if you have haters. That's a sign you're doing something significant. Be proud of it, actually. Now, I said there are two things I want to start with. The second thing is I want to start you with a story. There's a story I want to share with you that's going to kind of set the tone here. And I want to kind of give you a different type of mindset when it comes to dealing with haters. And this is a story about Elon Musk, who is the founder of Tesla and SpaceX and one of the founders of PayPal. Yes, he's a big deal. This man has accomplished great things. He's influenced the financial industry and finances with PayPal. He's now changing the world and helping save the environment with Tesla, and is an innovator with his space exploration or space project, SpaceX. This story has to do with Elon Musk and a writer, a blog writer, who wrote an aggressive and what Elon thought was a rude blog post. It was a blog post about the event he was unveiling the new Model X. And the blog post is titled, "Dear Elon Musk, You Should Be Ashamed of Yourself." Now, whether you thought this blog post was offensive or not, Elon felt like this was a hater, somebody who's really bad-mouthing him and his company and the way he does things. Now, Elon's a very passionate person. The businesses he runs are his babies, like you and I. Like, we really believe in what we're doing. And it hurts when people say really nasty things about you and the way you do things. Now, a lot of business owners would just kind of ignore it or just get really angry and shout and just kind of maybe keep it to themselves. At best, maybe they would retaliate and, you know, reply to this person and say, "You don't know what you're talking about. You're a loser," right? Elon did something completely different and unexpected. Now, this blog writer is on a waiting list for the Model X. Now, Elon looked up this guy, canceled his order, and banned him from buying a Tesla product ever again. He is not allowed to buy a Tesla ever. Now, this is not speculation. Elon actually confirmed that he actually did this on Twitter. He wrote on Twitter, "Must be a slow news day if denying service to a super rude customer gets this much attention." Now, whether you agree with Elon or not, the reason why I'm sharing this story is that you can handle things the way you want to handle them. Elon didn't get angry or shout at the guy or curse him out or anything like that. Elon just said, "Hey, you're going to badmouth me, say bad things about me, you know, be rude and say what I'm doing is completely wrong and I should apologize. You're not my customer. You don't get to buy from me." And Elon just reminded a lot of entrepreneurs with the story that, "Hey, this is my business. I could do what I want. This is my product. I created it. I can refuse service if I want to." And Elon probably did this to send a message saying that, "I'm not going to sit down and listen to somebody just talk from their high horse and say, hey, you should have done this and this and this, and you're messed up, Elon." Elon said, "Hey, no problem. You think I'm messed up? You think I've screwed it all up and I should apologize? No problem. You can go buy a different car." It's interesting to think about because Elon solved the problem. He said, "If you don't like the way I do things, then don't buy from me." Now, you might say that's arrogant and that's hard-headed, and it may be so. And maybe he could have dealt with the situation different. But he reminded everybody that, hey, you have an option here. You don't have to sell to everybody. If somebody's giving you a hard time, it's not worth you getting upset at. You can simply say, "No problem, you can't buy." Now, I personally would have to be pushed to a certain limit, or somebody has to be really rude and really disgraceful and really say some nasty things about me publicly in order for me to get to that point. I'm not 100% agreeing with his decision, but I also think that he taught us a lesson about who is in control. It's your business. It's your product. Yes, your customers are important, but if somebody's crossing a line, the line that you believe exists, and you felt they crossed it, it's in your liberty to do what you want to do, even if that means refusing service. So I just want to start with that story. All right, we talked about there are two different kinds of haters, useful haters and not so useful haters. Let's start with the not so useful haters. These are people that are actually not giving you any feedback through their hate. They're just saying, "You suck. You're horrible. This is stupid." And they don't really actually have anything useful to say. These are useless haters. These are people that usually hate themselves. I'm just being honest here. There are people out there that are just not healthy. They don't feel good about themselves. And they project. These people you can ignore. That's an option. Just ignore them. Don't worry about them. Now, if they're being really rude and disgracing your company or your product, and it's in a public forum, like social media, like Facebook, Twitter, things like that, I think there is a point where you have to step in and clear your name. And this doesn't happen often, but it has happened to me a couple times, and I had to come in and say, "Hey, listen, this is not fair, or this is not right. This is how it is. And if you don't have anything useful to say, please do not say it." People will respect you for standing up for your business, for your company. But if it's just people being silly and just being hateful and they just look stupid by hating on you, then you can just ignore them. But if they're stating something that's not true about your business or the way you do business, you may want to step in there and clear it up. Now, useful haters, what does that mean? People that are being hateful, but they're actually giving feedback. Now, as hard as that can sound, somebody giving you feedback that's just really laced with hateful talk, sometimes there's a nugget that you can learn from there. Why are they frustrated? Why are they saying things that are hateful? Sometimes they actually give you feedback, like saying, "You know, this is a stupid thing because 1, 2, 3, 4. You can examine that and say, is there any validity in that? Now, when you actually approach it, you're going to have to calm down, put your ego aside, check your ego, and say, "Hey, I'm going just to listen to the content. Maybe you can get something out of it and find a way to improve your product or service through that hate." It doesn't mean that you have to respect the person or like them. In fact, a lot of times if I get that kind of hate, I reply and say, "Hey, thanks for the feedback." And I kill them with kindness. "I appreciate the fact that you voice your opinion. We're always looking to get better in what we're doing. Have a good one. They usually don't reply. But the point here is that you are recognizing the fact that they are giving you feedback. The package they're giving it to you is not pleasant. It's not right. It's rude. It's not polite. All that stuff. But sometimes there's something you can learn from that. So that's useful hate or a useful hater. Now, they shouldn't be doing this, but you can get something out of it. That's my point. Now, having said the difference between the two and how to deal with both, I want to make it clear. You don't have to answer every single hater. Most haters you can ignore. You don't have to feel like you have to apologize to everybody. If you need to clear something up, clear it up. If you want to reply and kill them with kindness, go ahead. But don't feel obliged to answer every single piece of hate out there. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give a love to today's sponsor, HostGator. Do you know that you can get a WordPress website up and running in less than 5 minutes? Actually, it's like 1 minute with HostGator. They have something called one-click WordPress installs. You get your WordPress installed right there and then, right on your domain. You can set up a theme and start building your website. Need some help? They got 24/7 live support via phone, chat, or email. So you can get somebody to walk you right through it, help you right by your side. And it's not just your website. It's your hosting. It's your domain names. It's your SSL certificates for secure checkouts. It's backups. It's a whole lot more. And it's all included with HostGator's all-in-one website hosting. Get started for as low as $5 with our amazing 30% discount for listeners of the $100 MBA show. Just go to the special link, hostgator.com/MBA30. Again, that's hostgator.com/MBA30. The moral of the story today, the moral of today's lesson, or the moral of the story is haters are gonna hate. This is just the nature of being in business in the public eye. You're not going to be for everybody, and that's good. That means you're going to resonate strongly with the right people. See if you can get something out of those useful haters. Ignore, if you can, the ones that are not so useful. If you feel the need to jump in to clear a name, go ahead and do that, or clear your business and what they do. And remember that story I shared with you about Elon Musk. It's your business. You can make the decision on what to do with it. Now, Elon made a decision with that quote-unquote hater, and every decision has a consequence. Good and bad. He's happy to deal with the flack he got for banning this man. Just make sure you're okay with that too, with whatever flack you'd get with the decisions you make. You do what you feel you can go to bed feeling comfortable with. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. I hope you found value in it. That's what we try to do every single day, give you a valuable lesson. That's why we encourage you to subscribe so you get all your lessons automatically right on your device. Wake up in the morning, it's right there. All right, guys, before I go, I want to leave you with this. One of the best pieces of advice I can share with you is as you build your businesses, as you grow as an entrepreneur, you learn that business is an emotional game. It's really about how to control how you feel about things so you can make the right decisions. And dealing with haters is one of them. You can't get so riled up every single time. You got to get used to it. It's just par for the course. It's just what you do as a business builder. It's what's going to happen. So just accept it. And realize, hey, you're one of those people now that gets that kind of attention. Don't let somebody make you act like something you're not. Be graceful. Be the way you want to be. And don't spend too much time on this. Focus on building what you're building. Keep your eye on the prize. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.